So let's review. Zakt de Mishnah, Mashbiani Alechem im loy tevoyu v'tiyaduni, sheyesh l'biyad pleini pekadnu tzumisyed v'gezel v'aveda. If the Teveya adjured Aiden for multiple types of claims that they should testify that so-and-so owes me my item that he was safeguarding, and a loan, and my item that he stole, and my lost item that he found, the amount of karbanis that the Aiden are liable for depends on the following. Shvua she'einon yoyin l'cha edus in chayovin ela achas. The Aiden made a general shvua that we don't know any edus for you. They're liable for only one karban because they made only one shvua. However, shvua shein on yoyin sheyesh l'cha biyad pleini, pekadnu tzumis yed v'gezel v'aveda chayev na kol achas v'achas. The Aiden made a detailed shvua that they do not know an edus for each claim. They're liable for four karbanas, one for each claim, because this is considered multiple shvuas. Similarly, mashbiani aleichem im loy tevoyu b'tiyudi sheyesh l'biyad pleini pekadnu chitin v'sa'orin v'kusmin. The Teveya adjured the Aiden for multiple items of even one type of claim, that they should testify that so-and-so owes me wheat, barley, and spelt that he was safeguarding. It depends. Shvua she'enon yoyin l'cha edus in chayovin ela achas. The Aiden made a general shvua that we don't know any edus for you. They're liable for only one carbon because they made only one shvua. However, shvua she'enon yoyin l'cha edus sheyesh l'cha biyad pleini chitin v'sa'orin v'kusmin chayev na kol achas v'achas. If the Aiden made a detailed shvua that they do not know an edus for each item, they're liable for four karbanas, one for each item, because this is considered multiple shvuas. The Gemara proceeds with the following question. If the Teveya adjured the Aiden regarding a knas, a penalty, that so-and-so owes him a knas, and the Aiden denied it, perhaps the Aiden are potter mikarban because kivin de'ilu maida mifter la mamanika kafale. Since the nitva can admit that he owes the knas and become potter, the Aiden's denial is not for mammon, a monetary claim, and the chiv carbon applies only to an edus of mammon. Or the Aiden are chayiv b'karbon because hashta mia loy oidi, since at the time of the kfir the nitva had not admitted to the knas, their denial was for mammon. And the Gemara elaborates that this question depends on two machlekes Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon v'chachamim as follows. There's a machlekes Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon v'chachamim regarding moed b'knas v'ach kach bo Aiden. The person first admitted in Bezin that he owes a knas, which exempted him from the knas, and afterward two Aiden testify that he owes the knas. Is he liable to pay the knas? There's no question, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, who holds moed b'knas v'ach kach bo Aiden chayiv, that he certainly holds mashbiyah the knas chayiv, because even after the nitva was moida, the Aiden can still testify to make him pay the knas, therefore their kfir is for mammon. The question is only according to the chacham who hold moed b'knas v'ach kach bo Aiden potter. If the nitva was to be moida, the Aiden can no longer make him pay the knas. Therefore, perhaps mashbiyah the knas potter because the kfir is not for mammon. Or mashbiyah the knas chayiv because hashta miloi oidi and their kfir was for mammon. And there is another machlekes Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon v'chacham in the previous daf regarding mashbiyah eid echad. If the Teveya adjured a single aid whose testimony completes upon the nitva only a shvua obligation that might possibly lead to mammon, whether the kfir is considered for mammon because the nitva might decide not to swear but to pay. There's no question of the chacham of moed b'knas holding Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon regarding mashbiyah eid echad chayiv, and they certainly would hold mashbiyah eid knas chayiv because deva gam l'mammon k'mammon dami. Even though the aidus will cause a possible mammon only if the nitva would not be moed b'knas, this is also considered mammon. The question is only if the chacham of moed b'knas hold like the chacham regarding mashbiyah eid echad pater, because davagam l'mammon lav k'mammon dami. An edus that only causes a possible mammon is not considered mammon. What would they hold regarding mashbiyah eid k'nas? Perhaps the k'nas is considered only a garm l'mammon because kivin de'ilu moed mifter lav mamonika kafale. If the nitva would be moed b'knas, he would be pater. Or the knas is considered mammon gomer and not germ l'mammon because hashta mila oidi, since at the time of the kfir the nitva had not been moed b'knas, the edus alone can make him pay the knas. Gemara attempts to bring several proofs that mashbiyah eid the knas chayiv from the seifa of our Mishnah, which seems to be discussing several claims of knas and the Mishnah rules chayavin. However, the Gemara answers that we could say mashbiyah eid the knas pater, because in each claim there is an opinion that it's mammon, or that a part that is mammon, and the eidim are chayim only for the parts that are mammon as follows. The Mishnah says, Mashbiyani aleichem im loy tevoyu b'tiyaduni sheyesh l'biyad pleini. The Teveya adjured the eidim for the following claims. Chatzi nezik, there's an opinion that palganiska mamayna. And even according to the opinion palganiska knasa, the Mishnah is discussing chatzi nezik tzrayris d'chzegemirula d'mamaynahu. Tashlumi keifel, tashlumi abar v'chamisha, although the keifel v'dal v'hei are knas. However, the Karen is mammon. V'sha'anis ish plainly es biti, upita es biti, although the initial payment of oinis mefate is a knas, however, there is also b'ishas and begam, which is mammon. The Mishnah also lists two cases which are certainly mammon, nezik, full damages, and v'sheikani b'ni, v'shechava b'chaveri, v'shehidlik ez gedisha, b'yemikipurim harei l'cha yavin. The Teveah's own son hit him with no wound, or someone else hit the Teveah with a wound, or someone set fire to the Teveah's silo, and all these occurred on Yom Kippur, in which the Nitveh is obligated to compensate the Teveah. In all these cases, the Edom are liable for a carbon because their kfira was for mammon. This question of Meshbi Ediknas remains unresolved. Tzak the Mishnah. Meshbi ani aleichim im loy tevoy v'tiudi shani koyin shani levi, she'ini ben grusha, she'ini ben chalutza. The Teveah adjured the Edom for a non-monetary claim, that the Edom should testify that the Teveah was a Kohen or a Levi, or that the Teveah is an eligible Kohen whose mother was not a divorcee and did not accept a Chalitza, or she'ish pleni Kohen, she'ish pleni Levi, she'ini ben grusha, she'ini ben chalutza. One person asked the Edom to testify about someone else, that he's a Kohen or Levi or an eligible Kohen, and bebo b'harsha, the Teveah assigned this person to handle his affairs, in which he is now considered the Teveah, and the Edom heard the Shavua from the Teveah. Nevertheless, Hare Elu Baturin, the Edom are part of the Mekarim because their Kfira was not from Mammon. The Mishnah continues, however, Sha'anis Ishplani is Bitoi, Upita is Bitoi. If one person asks the Edom to testify about someone else that the Nitva coerced or seduced another person's daughter into cohabitation, Hare Elu Baturin, the Edom are part of the Mekarim, even though the claim was also for Bishas Begam, which are Mammon, because as Rashi explains, to be Ina Shishmum and Piat Teveah. The Edom did not hear the Shavuah directly from the Teveah, and even though the Teveah made a Harsha, however, regarding Oynis Mefate, a Harsha would not be effective, because the Midi de Lemati Liyad, Mi Oylem Lemotzi Lemichtav Harsha Ilabe. One cannot assign someone to claim assets that were never in his possession. The Mishnah continues, V'shechavu b'bini, v'shechavu b'chaveri, shehidli k'dishi b'shabbos, harei l'baturin. If the Teveah asked the Edom to testify that the Teveah's own son hit him with no wound, or someone else hit the Teveah with a wound, or someone set fire to the Teveah's silo, and all these occurred on Shabbos, the Edom are not liable for a carbon because since the Nitveh is exempt from compensation based on Kamli B'diramine, because he is Chayv Misbezin, therefore the Kfira was not for Mammon. The Gemara proceeds with four sources from Minayin Shein Akasa Medabe Ela B'Tfias Mammon. The Chiv carbon for Shavuos Eidus applies only if they knew and denied an Eidus for a monetary claim, which will be discussed at length in the next share.